Get up with AB and Ben for Mother Nature's. Orlando Street stocked fresh daily. Local farm fresh produce direct to you. Hit 105.5.
Oh, man. I was sleepy before that came on.
I'm out of breath. We've got a few of these openers. I'm sure you've heard them before, but that one especially. Just so you know, whenever that one's playing, that version, there is a lot of fist pumping and horrible dancing going on.
Head banging. It's my fave. I wish like, it could be on every one.
This place turns into main stage at Stereosonic.
Yeah. It's Ben insane. Fake DJs. It's such a great time. Good show today.
It was a cracking show.
It was really great. We talked about a teacher that has banned soccer in the UK too. It's not like here where they're like, whatever, I'll just play AFL or NRL. No. UK.
Probably one of the most unpopular teachers at that school. Speaking of which, unpopular opinions is something we covered.
That was funny as.
That was a can of worms.
Some people on the Coffs Coast have crazy opinions. The chick that hates mayo and doesn't trust people that eat mayo.
It's not just hates mayo, but doesn't trust mayo eaters.
Yeah,
you can probably, it's still floating around on Facebook. Hit 105.5 Coffs Coast.
Join in the
check
combo.
It out. A whole bunch more in the catch up. Enjoy.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Over in the UK, there is a teacher who has done the absolute unthinkable, particularly during this really important time for soccer.
They suggested it's not coming home. How dare they fire them on the spot?
It's coming home. It's coming home. No, a head principal at a primary school in Essex has come in criticism after he banned football during the World Cup because students are copying the theatrics of some of their favourite players, like Neymar.
This always happens at schools whenever the like a craze takes over. Do you remember when yo-yos were a big thing and all of a sudden your school just banned yo-yos because one kid got hit in the head?
Oh, Digimons got banned from my school because one person aggressively pushed their Digimon into another person's Digimon. And so they were like, this is getting out of control. Like, you know how, like, they'd click together?
That's right.
This person was like, play me, and, like, pushed the other person while they were trying to... This is, like, grade four.
And the best part is the teachers have no idea what the thing is because it's once you reach a certain age, you're like, I don't care what a Digimon is. And so they would be like, I don't understand it. Just ban it. It's easier than figuring out what it is.
Yeah, stop them. And also, like, I used to totally feed my Tamagotchi while I was in class.
Everyone did. They got banned. You'd
I'd be like, excuse me, miss, he'll die.
Your parents would have to feed it while they were at work. And it's like,
yeah, it's a lot of effort.
What they signed up for.
I was getting a glimpse of parenting but from a very young age that I just wasn't ready for.
To ban soccer in England during the World Cup. What a spoil sport,
that they're
really
actually, like, doing well in for the first time ever. No, he did say that soccer has kind of been ruined in their school during the World Cup because there are, like, 4 to 11-year-olds who are emulating the older players and they're getting a bit of bad sportsmanship, you know. They're starting to do the Neymar thing. For people who don't know who Neymar is, he's this player, I think he plays for Brazil, and he's spent, like, 11 minutes on the ground of the World Cup because he just falls, he dives and fakes injuries.
Right, so they've all been, like, taking them on.
Yeah, so they're copying and they're doing fake injuries to get penalties. So they're ruining the sport, which I agree, that's an issue.
Well, the sports department may have banned it, but the drama teacher is quite happy to pick up the slack and teach them all how to take dives.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They could combine the forces together. I actually did once read that the Italian soccer team had, like, an Oscar-winning director training them on how to do the dives.
They did not.
They did. Anyway, the teachers said, look, it's not going to happen. Like, we're not going to, I don't want to be rough on them, but they need to learn how to play the game properly. And until then, no soccer.
Wow. Mm. Banning soccer. I wonder if they're going to make a movie out of, like, Footloose.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Bacon.
Except I'm kind of on the principal's side because...
Because you don't like soccer.
That, and also I don't like the theatrics.
I love the theatrics. It's the best part.
It's the only interesting part, let's be real.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, Corey Worthington did not quite make it through the Ninja Warrior course.
Sad face.
Yes.
He also didn't really make it through that party alive.
No, he made it through the party. He didn't... For a bloke from Narre Warren, which is a pretty dodgy suburb of Melbourne, he's done okay for himself.
Yeah, that's true.
He's probably got less neck tattoos than the rest of them, so good on him.
He's got married now and he has a kid or kids, I think.
Yeah. He did appear on the show. Look, he did surprisingly well through the course. I'm going to be honest. I was looking at it. He went for about a minute, 2 minutes maybe, before he hit the water. And it looked very tricky. There was a few times where he almost fell in. But he managed to save it, which is a big thing. But my favourite part about it, and it's this perla that the commentators must have been hanging on the moment they knew that he was entering the competition. And this is just after they found out he'd hit the water. Get a load of this.
Corey Worthington, the party's over.
Oh, yes.
Grant, the party is over,
Take
Corey.
Take the day off, whoever you are.
Oh, man. Speaking of bad hair, because Corey Worthington's is quite questionable. Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin, they're very much engaged. They've been talking about the wedding over the last few days on Twitter.
Mm.
One Twitter user tweeted and said, also, Justin, please grow the mustache back for the wedding. Hailey Baldwin responded, don't you dare give him that idea, you monster.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Can he not be blonde anymore? I don't rate it.
She hasn't agreed to the for better or worse yet, so don't. once you sign the documents, by all means, grow out a beard.
She'll walk down the aisle to see that filthy mo that he can barely grow and be like, I'm out.
Amazing. Any more info on what is trending now, just head to hit.com.au. It's AB and Ben with you.
Get up with AB and Ben.
And breaking World Cup news. France have progressed to the finals. They've just beaten Belgium 1-0.
So England, they need to beat Croatia.
Okay, yes.
They need to beat Croatia.
Wins out of that game.
They need to scream it's coming home about 1,000 more times, and then they need to face off against France.
I don't know what to feel about that because, like, it could just not happen for them.
How sad would it be after all this? I really want it to happen. I'm just so caught up. I think it's because of my English heritage as well that has helped that out. But when a whole country gets around something like this and they're so happy about it, I want them to succeed. Can't we just have a nice thing happen to a nice group of people?
Yeah, they deserve it, I think. They do love the sport and I don't know.
I know some English people, they seem all right. Fair enough.
I read some horrific stuff about how domestic violence rates go up significantly whenever England plays in the World Cup.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
less into it, but apparently it's worse when they lose. So let's hope they win.
I'm uninstalling Facebook because I keep seeing news like that.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, any time there's something good, there's got to be a negative
attachment to it
around it as well. It's
similar stats for State of Origin, which is tonight.
All right. Yeah.
Game three.
Is there any other news? Does anyone have a silly haircut? Anything?
It's a big game tonight.
Anything to go on.
Obviously in Brisbane, not a decider by any means, but a little opportunity for the Maroons to redeem themselves or the Blues to prove that they were the best of the best this year.
Considering it is two relatively new sides going up against each other, there has been quite a change in the lineups for this year. To get a win would show that they're still capable of it. That, you know, if it's a complete, like, clean sheet and New South Wales beat them, that's going to do a lot carrying over to next year.
Not feeling hopeful.
If they pick up a win, at least they go, look, you know what, you got the better of us the first two games, but it doesn't mean you're better than us on every single day.
But even our good new players are injured. So I don't think it's going to happen.
Everyone's injured.
For the Maroons, unfortunately,
guys. Are they injured,
guys?
Or are they just taking some acting lessons from the soccer teams?
Oh, God.
And just
can't pull off that in rugby league. It's the real sport.
Yeah, it's true. And also, you see their broken fingers. They're not just clutching
their ankles. So for all the Maroons fans out there right now, it may not be our year, but I've got two words for you.
Oh, here we go.
Kalen Ponga. See you next year, Blues. Oh, seriously, no hope.
See
that
you-
bloke is GOAT. Greatest of all time.
New South Wales have three words where it's see you next year.
That's four.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Look, we are in one of those markets where you just got to save if you want to get a house.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me. Don't buy flat whites or avocados, guys.
Exactly. Just imagine that. You're youngin'. Your penalty rates just got taken away. You're struggling in this economy where all the houses are $1 billion.
Your hex is $1 billion.
You're saving up all those cents, you're skipping the Avo, you're skipping the lattes, you're doing all the things you should be. Then you go and apply.
You're essentially moonlighting, because let's be real, how else do you save it?
You apply for that loan to get that big house, start the Australian dream. And they say, well, all your finances are in order. However, we cannot give you a loan because of the stupid things you keep writing in the descriptions of all the bank transfers you make with your mates. You peanut. So,
my God, that's like my identifier.
I know, right?
Everyone looks forward to mine.
Lenders have warned buyers that they need to be careful in the descriptions because loans are getting knocked back by a lot of banks. So this refers to when you you say you go out for a meal and someone chucks it on their card, you go, oh, just transfer me the cash. And it's your best mate. So you're like, you're having a bit of laugh. You know that they're going to see who it's from. So you're like, poo wee butt. It's from poo wee butt. And then in the description, you just write something stupid.
I sent you one the other day.
You sent me one. What was it, the one that you sent me?
I said, please don't share my nudes. And I sent you like $33 for electricity bill.
It's great.
I could have written electricity bill, but why?
Why? You've got a moment there to show a bit of your personality. Why not have some fun with it?
I used to send my brother money all the time and be like, get a job in the description.
You said you're employed. Why does funds keep coming in from this account? Poo wee butt saying get a job. I used to write these all the time with my old housemate. I would have to pay rent into his account and I would just write for drugs and guns.
Yeah, that's the big one that they've written in this article is people have put the description as drugs.
Mate, that was a height of comedy back then. Still,
because
is.
Obviously someone who was actually paying for drugs wouldn't write drugs.
It was like, at one point I wrote for terrorism stuff. And my friends, my housemates started freaking out. I'm like, dude, if they kick down this door, they're going to look like idiots. And
they'll be like, these guys are losers.
Turns out I'm going to be the idiot because I'm going to be the one paying rent to another housemate forever now. So
maybe you're guilty of this. Let us know.
Yeah, what's in your go-to description when you owe someone a bit of money?
Are you horrified to learn this news? Because I am permanently renting for the rest of my life, apparently.
Get in contact, Hit 105.5 Coast Coast on Facebook.
A quiz for Total Gardens. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Previous winner of the pop quiz had another crack today.
Ooh. He is a big threat, Abby. Absolute machine. He's a doctor too, so that's why he's so smart.
There is definitely one question he got right, which I'm glad. Clavicle.
Oh, yes. Where it was. Yeah, the medical one. He did nail that, thankfully.
Never would have heard the end of it if he didn't from his professors.
So tomorrow's quiz, I'll give you a cheeky one, Ben.
Mm.
Which European nation just progressed into the grand final of the World Cup?
Is that their anthem that's playing right now?
Probably.
France.
Francois.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Oulé.
Is that
I don't know. How do you say go France? No, oulé le français means I am French.
I don't know.
Pitou parle, parle, allez tomber la chemise. Parlez-vous français?
Is that...
Can you speak French?
Okay. That was like, excuse me, French. And I'm like, no, they would never say excuse me.
Où est la bibliothèque?
$270 tomorrow.
Get up with AB and Ben.
I've got a friend at the moment. She's married and she has a kid. Mm. And she's having some dramas with her mother-in-law. I spoke to her the other day. Her mother-in-law has always been very overly involved in her son's life. So it's not been an easy ride for my friend.
Like a helicopter parent type deal?
Yep. She always has to have an opinion about everything. She tried to have an opinion about my friend's wedding dress.
Oh, wait, which family paid for the wedding? Or did they pay for
it? It was like they paid for their own wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then back off.
Yeah, exactly.
Your opinion does not matter.
Also, but I don't think you can tell a bride what dress to wear. She was like, that style just really doesn't suit you. I'd wear this if I was you.
In my experience, you can't tell a bride anything.
No.
They are the bride. It's
probably not. But they're having an issue at the moment over childcare. So my friend wants to send her kid to a childcare while she's working a couple of days of the week. Her mother-in-law has offered to take care of the kid most of the days, but she's like, you know, I don't want to put her out. I don't want to have to rely on her so that she can, you know, go and do her own thing. Also, I think it is important for the kid to go to childcare and socialize a little bit.
So yeah, you need to build those skills.
Her mother-in-law has taken this very personally and thinks that it's an attack on her that she doesn't want the child to be with her every day.
Oh.
But this is the issue.
Childcare is expensive.
Childcare is expensive, but that's why she works, so that she can afford it and afford to take care of her kid.
Mm.
And, like, I can understand for her mother-in-law as well, because they've had problems in the past where someone's asked the mother-in-law to go to a social event and she's turned it down and said, oh, no, I've got to take care of the kid. And so it's caused other problems in their family. So she's just said, I don't want my mother-in-law to have to be put out every week because I work every week. I can't just say, oh, you're going on holidays? Don't worry. I'll have to arrange something. So if I can at least have the childcare on like the Friday so that she can go away for the weekend, then it's fine. But it's causing a huge issue in their family.
I think those two, the mother-in-law and the wife, have always been at ends with each other.
Yep.
They will always butt heads because I feel like on some level, even if it's only subconsciously, the mum's like, you're taking my son away. I was the one who took care of him. Now you're going to be the one to take care of him.
Yeah, and I've had some good boyfriends' mothers, but the last one, oh my God, not nice.
I feel like you would butt heads with a lot of mums.
Oh, thanks.
No, because I feel like you wouldn't take anything from them. Like you'd stand up for yourself and you'd bite back.
I've got along with most of them. The last probably two have been a bit of an issue. The last one was just mean. She was really nice to my face. Mm. She would be like, oh, babes, let's do this. Love you, love you, love you. And then she would send these messages to my ex-boyfriend, basically being really mean. She sent one when she met my parents, mean about my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Going after your family. Okay.
It was my birthday and my parents bought me a pair of R.M. Williams boots, which was awesome.
Mm.
I've always wanted a pair. And she, like, had a go and was like, oh, you know, they've upstaged us with our present. You should be disgusted bought her these boots because it makes you look like a terrible boyfriend for only spending $100 or whatever on your gift.
13, 12, 16. Do you get along with the mother-in-law? Do you butt heads on stuff? Maybe you guys split up and you still stay in contact with the mother-in-law because you got along that well.
Yeah.
You just complain about the deadbeat
you
husband.
Had a really terrible time with them and then you overcame that. Because I think everyone can. Mm. It's hard, but you can.
That's true. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
Get up with AB and Ben.
As we've learned, I've got a friend at the moment. She's going through dramas with childcare with her mother-in-law. She's trying to make her mother-in-law's life easier so she can go out and socialise by getting childcare one of the days that she's meant to be taking care of her, and her mother-in-law is up in arms about it.
I'll be honest, I'm hearing all of this, and it doesn't sound like that's what it's about. It sounds like they don't get along, and
so anything she does,
everything is an issue. Everything becomes a drama, an attack on them personally. And that's how it starts, is because underlying it all, there's a bit of tension. Because it's like, who are you? You're another woman in my son's life. And how very dare you?
And I get along with people, but I've had difficulty with boyfriend's mum. So I just don't know if it ever works. Tracy, we've got you on the line at the moment. What do you think? Can you get along with your mother-in-law?
I never got on with my ex-mother-in-law. She was Italian and she used to ring me nearly every afternoon to find out what I was cooking her baby boy for dinner. And
If it wasn't spaghetti, you were in trouble, right?
Yeah, no, I used to say, like, if I'd get him a tin of spaghetti on toast, I would say, oh, big rolls or big lasagna. You know, so she'd stop annoying me.
And how old was this baby boy?
Yeah, 25.
Not acceptable.
Not still a baby in her eyes.
Man, I think it's with sons, because mothers hate letting go of their sons, and I probably would be the same if I ever have a boy. But
trust me, dads do not like letting go of their daughters.
Oh, mine doesn't care. He's like, mate, can you start paying for stuff instead of me? That'd be great.
Yeah, wait till you bring home a 15-year-old with a tongue ring and see what changes.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Oh, my man, Elon Musk.
Your boyfie.
I swear to God, he is a superhero and we just don't actually realise it yet. And we also aren't nice enough to consider it.
Is he Tony Stark or is he Bruce Wayne? Which one?
Bruce Wayne, because he doesn't have actual superpowers, but he has money.
Yeah, but Iron Man doesn't have superpowers either.
Yeah, no, I'm just
You haven't been paying attention to any of the Marvel movies I've been playing you. You've been on your phone
the whole
time.
I know, but I do like him. It's just no Bruce Wayne.
Oh, my God.
Bruce Wayne is life.
You missed all the integral parts to Winter Soldier. You're just not going to get it.
Look, Elon Musk's intentions were good. He built a device, a complex device, submarine thing, Tesla did, to help with the extradition of the Thai kids from the Cape.
He leapt into action. What a superhero.
I know, he does that every time. I don't know if people saw this as well, but when South Australia had all those blackouts, he said to the South Australian government, I will build you a battery that will fix that.
Didn't he do it?
Yeah, and if I don't get it done in 100 days, you get it for free. He got it done, and it saved South Australia money because it's based on solar power.
And I assume while he said he would do that for South Australia, he was wearing an all-black suit and patting a white cat.
Yeah, pretty much.
On his lap.
He's like, or you will pay a bazillion dollars for it.
Yes.
No, and yeah, he did the same thing. He built these parts really quick over in the States, had them shipped over to Thailand. Unfortunately, by the time that they were there, it was a little bit too late and they'd already established a way of getting the boys out. But the intention was good.
They also said, mate, this is wildly impractical for what we need. We love the enthusiasm. But take a knee. It's okay.
It's not wildly impractical. Also, as a future Tesla owner, I resent that comment.
I can't believe that you're okay with this because all that time building a submarine, he could have been building your Tesla 3.
No, my Tesla's been pushed back a few times, people. It's a contentious issue.
Add another couple of weeks to that one, mate. That submarine took a lot of...
It's for the environment.
Oh, I'm sure.
Ban the bag, get a Tesla. Do the right thing, people.
Is that the order that you do it in?
Well, yeah, you'll save so much money from the bag.
Any more info on what is trending now, just head to hit.com.au. It's AB and Ben with you. Good morning.
Get up with AB and Ben.
105.5, get up with AB and Ben. Thanks to Mother Nature's on Orlando Street. Cauliflower at $1.99 each. We've got the pop quiz just after 8 o'clock. $260 to get your grubby little hands on.
That's right. Right now, though, talking about unpopular opinions. This is a safe space, people. You can say what you really feel and no one will get up you.
You're
we won't
trying
let them.
To say that because I don't think you understand the repercussions of what you've confessed.
Do you want to tell people or do you want me to?
You work for a radio station. Okay?
I work for a radio station and I have an opinion on a particular artist.
You said you don't like Beyonce. What?
I don't.
You may as well have just said, I'm going to pack my bags right now and leave forever.
I don't not like Beyonce. I just think that she's overrated.
Yeah, look, they're coming for you.
No, okay. Because I'm
going to
give you my
points.
Queen
Bee has an army and they are headed straight to these doors.
I'm going to give you my points. Okay, so Adele won the Grammy last year or the year before, whatever.
Yeah.
And she got up and was like, I'm so sorry, this should have gone to Beyonce. And I was like, no. Firstly, Beyonce doesn't write her music. She has 400 writers to write four words that repeat themselves 20 million times. Adele has written every single album that she's released since she was 18 or 19. Like, she is incredible.
Is this all going to be included in your resignation letter?
Secondly, Beyonce's last two albums. Eh.
You're not a fan.
I'm not pumping out Lemonade. Seriously, not loving it. I loved Destiny's Child. Yes, girl, get it. I still listen to that. And I do like early Beyonce stuff when she's crazy in love with Jay-Z. But I'm definitely not one of those people that's paying $14 for a bloody Tidal subscription.
I don't know. It's
so
okay.
I can listen to
No one's paying $14 for a Tidal subscription, mate. It's okay.
I watched the new music video and I was like, oh, the Mona Lisa's in it.
How often do you confess this to? Because I know that sometimes you're quite free to express your opinions. You feel like...
That's a benefit of this job. Although you do cop it on the street. People come up to you and they're like, what? I've got a really good friend and she is obsessed with Beyonce. She's going to get a Beyonce-themed tattoo. I think she's got Who Run the World or something on her back now.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And she had a Beyonce-themed party. I faked having something else on, so I didn't
go. But do you cop it at all? Do your friends judge you for it?
I haven't really revealed it until now.
Oh.
So hopefully she doesn't listen to this on the catch-up.
Allow me to be the first to shame you. How dare you get off my show?
Do you have any unpopular opinions, though? Because I bet you do.
One that you and Jordan, my girlfriend, both don't seem to understand is I don't like chocolate. And you can't...
Okay, so Beyonce v. chocolate. No. Sorry. You shouldn't be... you work in a radio station, so the chocolate thing doesn't affect you, but you should be fired from the world.
Fired from the...
You don't deserve to live.
No, there are other people. We asked Facebook, and Damon said he doesn't like Lindt chocolate.
Lindt chocolate is bad. Okay. It's just too rich. It makes me feel sick.
Beck says Star Wars isn't that good.
Tend to disagree with that.
I think even Star Wars fans don't like Star Wars.
Well, the new stuff, for sure, Beck.
And Brendan said, I don't like pink. There you go. I think he just said he never wants to work at this radio station.
No, I don't. I like pink. I rate her. Beyonce on the other hand.
0.5. Costco's, jump on. Let us know. What is your unpopular opinion? Be surprised how many people seem to agree with you.
Get up with AB and Ben. A quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Well, this is the portion of the morning where we try and give away money.
And it might happen today because we've got Avi on the phone and he's bloody smart.
Bit of a whiz kid. How are you, mate?
I'm really good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're great.
Are you in uni break?
No, actually. We are about 2 months away from exams, so things are pretty busy.
Ooh, far out. Okay, that's fair. Doctors don't need breaks.
And so your version of taking a break from studying is to call up a quiz and try and do that?
Absolutely. If I get a morning off, I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, so that if you actually fail all of your medical exams, you can be like, well, I passed the pop quiz, so there's a little win in that.
Got some income to fall back
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully that $260 will take a fair chunk out of your massive hex debt.
Hey, Abby, what, 60 seconds on the clock. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, your time starts now. The Olsen twins first appeared on the 90s sitcom Full What?
Full House.
Which TV show stars Bryan Cranston as a chemistry teacher turned drug kingpin?
Breaking Bad.
Which boy band had a hit song titled Bye Bye Bye?
NSYNC.
Name a country that borders France.
Italy.
Which Australian airline ceased operations in 2010 after going bankrupt?
Pass.
Which team is at the bottom of the AFL ladder currently?
The Swans.
Corey Worthington appeared on which game show this week?
Oh, Family Feud.
In which state or territory would you find Tweed Heads?
Tweed is in Queensland.
Which part of your body would you find the clavicle?
That's your collarbone.
And spell pyramid.
P-Y-R-A-M-I-D.
Which team is at the bottom of the AFL ladder? No, you did actually answer that one, sorry.
We did make a typo. It was 2001.
2001 they went bankrupt. Oh, well, you still got it anyway.
The airline.
He knew better.
Also, Corey Worthington appearing on Family Feud. I would pay so much money to see that.
Would he feud with the parents? No,
he would feud with his whole neighbourhood. Are you joking?
His parents would be like, it was like 10 years ago. Surely they're over it now.
No, it was Australian Ninja Warrior they appeared on. He did not quite make it through.
Of course.
And a tricky one with Tweed Heads, that's technically New South Wales.
Oh, no, well, I should have known that.
Coolangatta is the one in the Gold Coast that half is in Queensland, half in New South Wales. But the rest of them, you're all good.
I'm glad you know where my clavicle is as well, considering you are in training for that.
We'll let the medical board know, obviously. We have a lot of pull with them.
Bad luck, Abby, but feel free to give us a call tomorrow. We're playing for $270, all thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Supplies. They really dig their plants and gardens.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
George Clooney's done himself a bit of mischief.
Ooh, what's happened?
He's over in Italy right now filming a new TV series, Catch-22. And he had himself a bit of an accident involving his motorbike and a car.
I'm so relieved.
I know.
I mean, I know that it's terrible that he's hurt himself, obviously, but his wife is really great, and I thought you were going to say that he cheated on her, and I was like, I am out. She is amazing.
No, just a motorbike accident. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, okay, cool, chill. Very chill.
He will be fine. Mercedes was driving and did not respect the right of way and hit him, and he slammed into the windshield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is his face okay? Legit question.
AB asking the important questions.
There are ladies in the car right now who are like, please answer the question, Ben.
Not the moneymaker. No, he's fine. He's completely fine.
Okay.
He's been released. He's not seriously injured. But how weird would it be? You're just driving around Italy, minding your own business. Actually, minding your own business a bit too much, not paying attention to anything. You hit someone on their motorbike and you go, oh, God, what have I done? And then you look up and it's like, George Clooney.
And George Clooney's face is on your windscreen.
I'm clearly dreaming, okay? Next, my landlord from 10 years ago is going to turn up and we're going to go mini-golfing together. That's the next step in that.
Oh, my God, worst nightmare.
Insane.
Sam Cochran, we were talking yesterday from the Bachelor in Paradise series. He and his fiance, or ex-fiance now, they met on the set, Tara Pavlovic. He has put up a post on Instagram announcing that he will be auctioning off the diamond ring that he didn't have to pay for, that he got for free from marketing people. He used to pop the question to Tara with, in order to raise money for charity.
Okay, good. I was about to say, he's got to donate that money.
He's going to donate it to a men's mental health charity.
Okay, that's cool.
Yep.
Good on him.
I think that's important.
Are you suggesting something positive has finally come out of The Bachelor?
Yeah, pretty much, by the sounds of it. He said, it's time to move on and having the beauty sit in a box when it could be doing for others in need. That is really important to me. I do find it classy as well that she gave that ring back, considering that it was free.
Yeah.
She could have just kept it.
I think you got to give it back, surely.
Yeah.
It's the classy thing to do. If you're not going to
marry, I wonder if contractually they're obliged to give it back.
Could be that as well. Could be in her contract.
I hope so.
Any more info on what is trending now or to place a bid on the ring, just head to hit.com.au. It's AB and Ben.
Get up with AB and Ben.
there are a lot of sniffles and coughs and things going on around the office. A lot of people running out of breath and... Exactly.
No, that was
Where's the Glen 20 or Mace cough? I hate getting sick. It's one of the worst things ever.
I feel you.
And nothing is worse than when someone comes to work and they are a little bit sick, but they, for some reason, they just want to soldier on because it makes the rest of the office sick. It's terrible. I've had the flu maybe a handful of times and I never want to have it again because it's just, it strikes me down. It's awful. They've actually released a website that tracks influenza hotspots. So you can actually start to avoid them.
Okay,
so
interesting.
When cases get reported, they go into this database, and then you open up this website, and it's just like it's like traffic alerts, but with the flu, which is super handy to have.
So safe to say, anywhere that teachers hang out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just all the local schools is they're just glowing red on this big screen.
Yeah, because teachers are always sick from students.
Well, that's just.
Firstly, their jobs are hard, so they're just constantly drained.
They've
and secondly, kids are always...
Petri dishes coming in and out. Just
And it's a lose-lose because parents are like, oh, my kid's sick, but then I don't want to hang out with them at home and take care of them because I'll get sick and then my work will get sick. So they're just like, oh, go to school.
Just, yeah.
And then the teacher gets sick. It's a vicious cycle.
Everybody
people.
Gets sick yep. at the same time. But, I mean, they're saying that this is brand new technology and everything, but you know what? We've already got an app that tracks where diseases are and how close they are to you. Back in my day, we just called it Tinder.
Get up with AB and Ben.